Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
1 Corinthians 16, I want to read verse number 9 just to kind of review in verses 1 and 2. Then we'll look at verses 3 through 9 for a Bible study this morning. Remember last week we talked about now concerning the collection for the saints, there were about 6 different responses, I could use that term, that the Apostle Paul was answering questions to the church of Corinth. And as you read through the book of 1 Corinthians, he's answering these questions. Remember we looked at now concerning the virgins, now concerning things offered to idols, now concerning about the same marriage as a believer married to an unbeliever. Paul, what do we do? I mean, he answered all those questions. Now concerning spiritual gifts. Well, and then he dealt with the resurrection in chapter number 15, because some of even those members at Corinth were having a hard time with this thing about resurrection of the dead. Of course, they believed that Jesus Christ rose from dead and they couldn't be saved. But what about Uncle Joe and Aunt Sally, you know, because they, by the way, don't give them a hard time because they did not have the completed word of God. And so this is new and they came from a pagan society and they were different. They're new believers. So they had all these questions. Well, and in chapter number 16, Paul's answering another question. And actually it's concerning the collection for the saints. Now, I stressed this last week. He is not talking about tithes and offerings. Because in the next verse, he says that when I come, there'll be no gatherings when I come. He's talking about a special love offering, if you will. Matter of fact, it's a grace gift. Doug talks about this during missions conference. The word is in here, too. It's actually a grace gift. And it was a gift for those poor saints which were at Jerusalem. Remember the persecution that was taking place in Jerusalem. And mentioned this last week. Saul of Tarsus was kind of heading this up. Remember that we read in the book of Acts where he was persecuting the church and he was on his road, on the road to Damascus, and that great light shined. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And Paul looked at the time Saul. And he said, who art thou, Lord? Question number one. Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord spoke to him. And then Paul was saved on sight. He went from Saul to Paul when he said, Lord, what will thou have me to do? Great. Another question. But the first one, who art thou, Lord? You get that? I love that thought. He didn't know, Lord. And then God spoke to him. And then like that, Lord, what will you have me to do? Anyway, this same Paul, he was the one who was persecuting the church. And it's amazing, we read here in 1 Corinthians, this same Paul who earlier in his life had persecuted those dear saints, he had a heart for these people because he heavily involved in their persecution and all he did. Obviously, there's a place in his heart for these people. And that's why he was taking up a collection. And by the way, it wasn't just the church at Corinth that we looked at this last week who was involved. The churches of Galatia was involved in this. We looked at this last week. Church at Philippi, Thessalonica, all these churches that Paul was involved in, collectively they were receiving an offering so that they could take that one-time gift, if you will. I say one time, but it was a special offering to the saints at Jerusalem who had lost their jobs and other things, and they were suffering. And that's what this offering is all about. As he finished, now, as I've given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. So you see here, Paul said, it's not just y'all that are partaking in this, but other churches are participating in helping, being benevolent to those dear saints. And by the way, even today, we need to do that. People in anybody and everybody we need to take care of. But the Bible specifically mentions in Scripture, New Testament, especially they of your household, your brothers and sisters in Christ. This does not mean we don't help others that are unbelievers. Matter of fact, as you leave today, we have some blessing bags that Thursday that some people got together and for the homeless in our area. And there's, as you leave today, take 1, 2, 3, 6, whatever you want to take, you want to give it. They're there. So we're to help other people also. But in Scripture, it specifically talks, especially them of the household of faith, your brothers and sisters in Christ. Matter of fact, in the book of John, I think it's 3 John, maybe, yeah, 3 John. If you see your brother in need and you don't help them, don't have compassion, how do you have the love of Christ in you? Remember that? So it's just not for the saints of Jerusalem, even for us today. When we see a brother or sister in Christ in need, man, isn't it? Again, I don't run in the gamut. But you know why? I got to be careful how I say this. I got to be very careful how I say this. I'm very careful because Wanda's here, and I want her to come back. Do you know why the government now is taking care of people? Because the kids don't take care of them. Are you following? And I'm talking about believers. I'm talking about unbelievers, but believers. You know, it's a sorry lot if a kid don't take care of mom and dad. I shouldn't say this more, but you know what I'm talking about. It's our responsibility. I joke with Caleb Brooke. We have 7 kids. And when they get old, they're going to move me around and around, all 7 kids, and they're tired of me. I know how that is. And I told Kayla, she's the youngest one, I said, when you were a baby, I changed your diaper. When I get old, you're going to be changing my diaper. The point is taking care of the saints, of others that are in need, brothers and sisters, our parents. I'm going to move it on. Okay. Verse number 2. Upon the first day of the week, and we talked about that, why we meet on the Lord's Day, the first day of the week, let every one of you lay in store. The word store is that they had prepared. It wasn't just a spontaneous gift. They had prayed about it. They had planned this. It wasn't they just show up one Sunday. Well, here you go. They had literally thought about how much can I give to those poor saints in Jerusalem. So they laid it in store. We would think of it as the same word as a treasury, if you will. And they would bring it together. Then they would deliver that money to the saints. As God has prospered him, as God has blessed you, you need to bless others. Specifically in this instance, those saints in Jerusalem. And I mentioned this last week. God has blessed some more than others. It's pretty obvious. However, the thought is, as God has prospered you, which means if God has prospered you more, obviously you're able to give more than those who have less. But I mentioned, I think, last week or so, it's a true statement when I say this, that it's poor people give more to other poor people than rich people do to poor people. How do I know? Because we is ones. I'm not poor. We're rich in Christ. But you know what the point is? Seems like the more people had, the more they... Now, not everybody, a lot of them are benevolent, but on the whole, it's proven that the poor support seem to help other poor because they can relate. They kind of, they go, okay. So as God has prospered him, the more that is given to you, you ought to be able to give out more. But let me go a little further. You know, that's why tithing, and I still believe in the tithe, that it's fair across the board to everybody. If you make $100 a week, you give $10. You give as much as somebody that gave $100 who makes $1,000 a week. Are you following? This is yes, this is no. I have no idea what we're talking about. Okay. A tithe is fair across the board, no matter where you are in that. And as God has prospered you, that there will be no gatherings when I come. Again, that's a specific offering. You're not talking about tithes or other things. He's talking about the specific offering. Okay.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, for now, until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.